Welcome to the Fulham on the Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:05 British Summer Time. Today is August 8th. Well, we continue to have some issues with our daily email system, and that has also inhibited David from sending me his copy, which is why we haven't had any copy from him in Comment of the Day today. But I'm sure that we shall have this issue fixed as soon as we can. If we look at what's been happening in the markets, then today, there were a number of data points that were really worthy of consideration. Now, the first is that US consumers are gaining confidence and first-time jobless claims are lower. The second is that Chinese exports are improving beyond expectations. And German manufacturing data was also impressive here. So that has been generally positive for stock markets, not least in the commodities sector. So in here today, within the commodities, platinum was stronger by $48. That's really quite an impressive advance. And gold was stronger by approximately $25. So that's also quite an impressive jump in here today. Silver up by 75 cents and palladium up by nearly $15. Now, palladium, which has been the relative strength leader, had been pulling back from the upper side of its what has been about a six-month range and has found support now and has rallied impressively. And I think we'd have to give the benefit of the doubt to it actually pushing on to new recovery highs in here at this stage. More generally in the commodity complex, just about all of the industrial metals were that bit firmer in here today. And tin in particular, which has got probably the most compelling demand-dominated story, has been tacking on consecutive days to the upside over the last couple of weeks, and it improved additionally in here today. In the currencies, the Australian dollar was stronger by a full cent. The Canadian dollar was stronger by a full cent, and particularly in the case of the Canadian dollar, where there's been the US dollar's had a progression of higher reaction lows now for much of the last 6 months, and it had gone right up to test the upper side of the developing base and had pulled back over the last month and had been weakening again over the last week. So today's downward dynamic checks the US dollar's advance, at least in the short term, here against the Canadian dollar. In some of the stock markets, the South African market was a bit firmer in here today, but gave up much of its advance towards the close, whereas the Brazilian market was stronger by just over 3%. If we look at how currencies have been performing, then the emerging market currencies and the commodity currencies have been quite weak over the last 6 months. And there is a short-term oversold condition having developed in a number of them, and the real is certainly among those, which is among the most overextended at present. So there is potential for the real to improve, and that should also correspond with some additional interest in the stock market, not least as it bounces from this 45,000 area and pushes back up to test the 50,000 psychological level. It had pulled back from that area about 3 weeks ago. The Mexican market, though, is probably more interesting. It has pushed on now to break back above its 200-day moving average. It's broken the progression of lower rally highs, and the peso has been comparatively steady compared to the weakness of the real over the same period of the last couple of years. And of course, the Mexican market has got a large number of corporate autonomies with listed affiliates there, not least Walmart, but also that its proximity to the US economy, which is starting to recover, and its growing importance as a manufacturing hub really gives it an added advantage relative to a country like Brazil. So Mexico, as a relative strength leader, is a bit of a standout. And what we are starting to see is that whereas from 2002 and the decade from then was largely characterized by capital appreciation and currency market appreciation pretty much going hand in hand in the commodity markets and the emerging markets, we're now starting to see that there's a lot more variability, and markets are being judged very much on their individual merits. So Mexico is a clear standout. And in the Latin American region, more generally, Colombia is notable for its relative strength compared to both Chile and Peru. And that currency has also been reasonably steady in here. So what we are seeing is a much more varied picture. And if we translate that back over to the Asian region, then we are starting to now see that the Chinese market is beginning to garner some additional attention. And we've had this progression of higher reaction lows on the A-share market now for about the last 6 weeks. And of course, the renminbi is among the strongest currencies in the world. So there is the potential in China of having currency and capital market appreciation. And that isn't something you can say for a significant number of the ASEAN countries, where Indonesia in particular has been weakening the rupiah, and the in local currency terms, the stock market has been largely range-bound, but because of the weakening currency, in US dollar terms, the index has been deteriorating. So we are now moving into more of a period where currency variability is going to play a much more important role in terms of the global investment picture, and the fact that the pound has been really quite firm in here, and it was stronger by an additional 50 ticks in here today, and so was the euro, and the US dollar has been reasonably firm, all contribute to the relative attractiveness of their respective stock markets. So the Euro Stoxx 50 was up by 0.81% today and is pushing above the 2800 area and closing in on the upper side of its range. And the DAX was stronger by 0.7%, and that's back above the 8000 level, and it's also reasonably close to the upper side of its range. And the Spanish market, which was notable in the fundamental statistics report that I post at the beginning of every month, that it has had this PE ratio which has surged as earnings started to materialize and stay at really quite low levels relative to where they had been, but it's got an attractive yield. And the stock market index today rallied by an additional 1% and has broken its progression of lower rally highs now. So the European market is starting to look that bit more attractive. And the euro has been one of the stronger currencies over the last month, and that currency market and capital market relationship is really very much in evidence. And when we look at Japan in the same vein, then the yen was a little bit weaker in here today, but it was a bit firmer yesterday, and the Nikkei was down by 1.59% today. With that little bit of additional weakness in here, we can anticipate that the Nikkei will be a bit firmer in here tomorrow. And that's likely to remain the case. So the fight against deflation that Japan is engaged in is really quite different to the environment that we're seeing in a number of other currencies and countries. In the government bond markets, we've seen that yields in the US have been holding very much in the region of the upper side. And what we've seen is pretty much a consolidation of the massive spike in yields that we had earlier on in the year. Now, with economic indicators improving, that increases the possibility that we're going to have some form of tapering at some point later this year. And when that occurs, then the chances are that we are going to have some rock and roll in stock markets as some leverage is unwound. But until we have, until we see that, then the monetary tailwind is very much in evidence. And we haven't had anything in the way of downward dynamics on Wall Street to really indicate that supply is being encountered in a meaningful way in the region of 1700. And the fact that Wall Street has been largely going sideways for the last 2 weeks suggests that this is a consolidation. And until we see downward dynamics, then the prospect of a more vigorous form of mean reversion is pretty much off the table. When we look at how things are developing, we're 4 years into what has been a very impressive and often liquidity-driven bull market. And the most oversold sectors at present are in the basic resources. And with some of these economic indicators starting to look a bit more positive, then, and not least from China, then we are now starting to see some of these deeply oversold levels starting to be unwound. And even in the gold mining sector, which has probably been the worst performing stock market sector for much of the last year, we are now starting to see that some of these shares are putting in higher reaction lows. And Randgold Resources is one that has rallied rather impressively, and it's not that far off of breaking its progression of lower rally highs. And when we start to see some of these markets breaking those progressions, then we'll have evidence that supply is returning to dominance beyond the very short term. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening, and I wish all the best to all of you.